Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tof Kuf Zayin discussing Yontif ovens. How is one allowed to bake and cook on Yontif? We're up to Sif Hey, second line. Mechaber tells us, Tanur V'chirayim. They had different types of ovens in those days, larger ones and smaller ones that had enough room to fit one pot, two pots. So these various types of ovens that the Gemara talks about, the Tanur, the Kirayim, if they're chadashim, if they're brand new, ein sochin oso b'shemen. One isn't allowed to smear them with oil. This would be done to finish it off, and you're not allowed to do this on Yontif. Velo toshin oso b'matlis. You likewise can't go and polish it with some sort of a shmata, because this would improve it and be mesakin moneh. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Chavav, shedarkon, it was their way, hayolosuch l'tanurim, they would go and smear with oil or polish them, ba'odim chadashim, when they were new, b'shemen, with this oil, ulshavshis l'son, they would rub it in, kidei lachlikon, to make it smooth, ulitzachtzachon, to make it shiny. And that would be also mishum tikkun kli. So therefore, you can't smear with this oil or polish it, because that would be finishing it off, and you're not allowed to do that. However, Chaber tells us, avomutur lasikon, you're allowed to fire it up, even though it's going to be the first time, afilu hesek rishon, that's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah explains in Zivkar Nechav Zayin, the low dummy, this is different, lemalabein es hara'ofim, kidei litzlos aleim she'osur, kidei lekamen in simen tuf kavches. We're going to learn in the next simen that one isn't allowed to heat up the tiles in order to be able to go and fry things on them, and that is different than here, where you're allowed to go and heat up the oven for the first time, and there, the tiles, you're not allowed to. Okamoke, likewise, lemevashal b'chadera chadosha. We learned previously that one shouldn't cook in a brand new pot for the first time. She'asur l'kamen poskim, according to some poskim that we learned, k'deil and self simen tufkuf beis, that we said you shouldn't do this. Why? U'mishum d'mischameses, because it's going to go and strengthen it. The word l'chasmon or mischameses is a lotion of l'chaskon, to make it stronger. Mischazek, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, beliben, by whitening it, by putting in this flame and heating it up, it's going to firm it up. With this type of a heating, we said you're not allowed to do this to the tiles, you're not allowed to do this to the pots possibly, because it's like you're finishing off the kli. So therefore, by the oven, it's not a problem. The tanur will not be improved. It won't be forged. It won't be finalized with the internal fire that you light with it, as opposed to the pot or the tiles. Furthermore, v'das Morgan Avraham, the tanur mishum ezmanenu, nowadays the ovens in the time of the Morgan Avraham, a couple hundred years ago, they do in fact mischamsin shaperi the hesek rishon. They do in fact get finalized and firmed up and strengthened by that first fire, and therefore, also the Morgan Avraham says it would actually be forbidden to light up this fire for the first time in this oven because you're misakin money, you're fixing it. However, yesh chok melav, there are those that disagree with the Morgan Avraham, ukemoshe kosav lebisifalip, like with the pot, so too with the oven. The Chaber continues and he says, "Obilvad shelo yefigim betzonei kidei lechamson." But if you are lighting up the first time, that may be okay. But you can't put cold water on it after you've fired it up in order to strengthen it. Lechamson again, lechasmon means to strengthen it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Chavches Shaydei Hatzonei, by putting on the cold water, habol lohem la'achar esek, that comes on it after it's fired up, but o sheim chamin, while it's still hot, that definitely is mischaskin yosef, that strengthens this oven. The heavy lay misakin mona, that would in fact be fixing it, finalizing this kli that you're not allowed to do. Chaber continues and he says, v'im husku yosem yidai, what happens if you heated it up too much? And now if you put in the food, it's going to burn. It's too high a level. V'huchuchu la'afigam mitzon, and you have to cool it down in order to be able to go and cook with this oven, k'dei lefos b'am, in order to bake in this oven, so then mutu, then it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavtes, shelo yisar v'pas, because if you put in the pas in this very, very hot oven, the pas will burn, the bread will burn. So therefore, you'll have to cool it off a little bit. Mutter, Sivkot and Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah says, afal pi shememele mischasim, even though it's going to be strengthened as a result, that's not your interest, and therefore, less lunbo, it's not a problem. Even though by the tiles that we're going to learn in Simen Tof Kuf Ches, we say you're not allowed to do that, even though that's not your interest and you want to roast on those tiles. There we say it's osur. Why is it mutter over here? Shiny hosom. Here it's different by the oven. Shetikuno shora often, because by the tiles, heim kodem litashmish. You're strengthening it before it's being used. Shemishtamish v'am achakach, you're only going to use it afterwards, l'tzorach yontif, but not right now. Avol hocha, here by the oven. Hari apas muchan lanicha b'taner. The dough is already fully kneaded. It's ready to be put into the oven, just the oven's too hot. You have to cool down the oven a little bit so you can put in the bread right now. Therefore, by cooling it down, you're allowing the pas to be put in there. Vishari, that's therefore allowed. So this is the difference between the oven and the tiles that we'll learn about in the next siman. Then he brings down the Yeshikosu. This is the Rashba and his Chidushim in the name of Tosos. Da'afogas tzonein, that the cooling it down over here in oserach chisum koldu doesn't really strengthen it. It does a little bit, but not really a lot. And that's why lohachi shoru chachomim kosh einu mechavit lehedu lechasma. Since your intention isn't to go and be a strengthening the oven over here, so therefore you are allowed to go and do this because it really doesn't do that much anyway. I forgot to mention today is still Zion in Tammuz, so we're learning this year. Leila Nishmas, my mother, Imi Morasi, Chana Bas Meir Avram. Now we go to the Mechaber again, and he says, Lefikach mutar lishos b'mayim, therefore you're allowed to go and insert the Mechabedes, HaMachbedes, the shovel, or the broom that you're going to go put into the oven to sweep out the oven. You can put it in cold water, you can put it in water, Shemechab d'ba taner, and then you can sweep out the taner, even though by having water on it, afal pi shemechab, it's going to put out some of the burning embers that are still there, since you're doing this to bake the bread, to allow the bread to be baked now, so you're allowed to do this. This is no different than putting the meat on top of the coals, and it will somewhat be mechab of the coals, so you're allowed to do this over here, because this is the only way you can bake the bread. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Lamed Aleph, Rotz Lomar, he's telling us here, Im husaka taner yosem idai. Again, we're talking about where the taner was too much heated up. And therefore, the choshe shelo yisarf apas, you're concerned that you're going to go and burn the bread, and that you don't want to do. So therefore, shora hamachbedis b'mayim, you're allowed to insert the broom, the shovel that you're sweeping up the bottom of the oven into water. Kidei letzani bo tzatana. This, when you put it into the oven, it will cool it off a little bit, and you'll be able to go and bake the bread. V'gam kidei ligrov bo od hagecholim hadakim shenisharu achar agrifa rishona. And this will likewise allow you to go and get rid of those little bits of embers of coals that are left there after you did the first grifa. And this is allowed because of shari afal pi shemechabe. Even though it's going to cause some of these coals to go out, it's allowed because, again, this is part of ochel nefesh. Kivin shut sorech ochel nefesh. You're doing this in a way to permit you to bake the bread. However, we already learned ukvar kosavnu de bazeh in this regard, v'chein bahid de mei figataner, and likewise, whenever you're cooling off the oven, it's only if you really need to do so. Hudafka in below ze yiskal kalapas. The bread would be ruined if you put it in now. It's too hot. It's 600 degrees. You got to cool it down to 500 degrees or else the bread will burn. However, avol in lo yiskalko, the bread won't be ruined. You're taking it from 600 to 575. Rakshim is chayrichmat. It's going to be a little bit blackened, a little bit singed. Lo, you know, it won't look so nice, but it'll be very perfectly edible to eat. Then osur, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this meyachar shu mechaba, because the kibuy that you're going to cause by putting in the cold water or having the broom there that's in cold water, so that kibuy that's going to occur is only allowed to be done if it's absolutely necessary for the ochel nefesh. But if it's not, just to make it look a little nicer, that you can't do. Because of a poskim, bottom line, the Mishmur says, the la'achar shekibet ha-taner, after you did the first shoveling of the taner, so you could put the bread in at the bottom of the taner, like our tanurim have did, also litbol le'mechabedes b'mayim, you're now letting go, take the shovel, the broom, and put it into water, shaloti sarif, that it shouldn't go and burn. The broom shouldn't burn, but because of the fire that's left, so you can't do that to protect the broom. Everybody would agree, in that situation, that all you're doing is protecting the broom. That you're not allowed to do. That's nothing to do with ochel nefesh. And he says, and even though if this broom were to get burned, you wouldn't be able to use it later in the day, and you still need it later in the day for ochel nefesh, nevertheless, you're not allowed to go and do it to protect the broom. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Chaber writes, mutar lefos tanur mole pas. You're allowed to go and fill up the oven full of dough, full of breads, even though you don't need all those breads. You're really going to need lechemishna. So you need two breads. But you'll have to put in six breads. You'll have to fill up the oven, even though you're not going to use those breads on Yontif. Again, we've said previously, the reason behind this is because it's going to make all the breads that you put in better. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot Lamed Beis. The only reason you're allowed to do this, according to some poskim, is if your intention really is to make the breads better. That if you put in six breads, eight breads, it will make the two breads that you really need tastier and better. But you really don't think it makes the breads that much better. You're fine with the breads the way they are. But you say, this way, I'm already baking. I might as well bake for the rest of the meals this week. So I'll have rolls for l'chol for the weekdays, then osur. Then you're not allowed to do that. It has to be your intention that you're really doing it to make the breads better for yontif, and not that you're cooking extra breads for the week. But even though we said that leil and simon tovkuf gimel linu milu kedei rebosur, we said when you're filling up a pot with meat, we said afilu osur l'tzor chol. Even though you're putting in the extra meat for a weekday, there it was permissible. Sharei, why? Because there it's clear, but by having more meat cooking in the pot, every piece is going to get the benefit of the extra cooked meat, and each piece is going to be individualized and better. And therefore, shani hasam dechatircho, there's no extra work involved in putting in another piece of meat. It takes a second to put in another piece of meat. But by the breads, why can't you do this? Even though the breads are going to be better, but you have no intention for the breads being better, why can't you do it with the breads? Aval hacha, you have to go and braid each bread. Kol kika tzorach tircha b'vneyatzva. You have to do a lot of work over here, and therefore you're not allowed to go and do extra work. That's why you can't do it with the bread, unless your intention really is to be mishabeach the bread. The issue footnote number 26 brings down v'chein le'inyan hosefes chatichas bosul k'tera shekvar omedes u'misbashelis agabiyesh. Likewise, we said if it's already cooking on the pot, and now you want to add another piece to it, so that's a different story. So there, the Bi'ur Halacha taught us in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel, Shekiven Shenasis Tircha Nosefes Avur Chaticha Zo. Now you're doing extra work over here to make this piece of meat better. Also, Lassos, can you not let it do this unless Miskavin Shaydekach Yushbach Haboso Shekvar Misbash Bukdera? If your intention really is to better and improve the first piece of meat that's in there, then you're allowed to do it because it does make the piece of meat better. But now you're doing an extra Tircha, so it has to be for the true, real purpose and not a Harama. The Mechaber continues and he says that when you're allowed to fill up the ovens, v'davka b'tanureim shahu ketarim, their ovens in those days that were smaller, and v'hayu midapkin apas b'dofnoseim, and they would go and attach the dough to the side walls of the oven, and the heat, therefore, if there was a lot of breads in the oven, umitoshu mole, because the oven was small, it now was filled up with lots of dough, ein makom luchumo luspashet, the heat won't dissipate so well, v'apas nefiyofi, you get a much stronger heat. We have the same thing. When you have a freezer that's filled, so it actually stays colder. So too, when you have the oven that is hotter, so it bakes each bread better. How does it get hotter? Because the heat has little room to dissipate because there's challahs, there's breads all over the place. And therefore, that's why in the small ovens you're allowed to do this. Avol b'tanurim shalanu. But the Mechaber says already in his time, 400-500 years ago, where the ovens are different, ain lefos yosu mimash tzorach. You're not really going to improve one bread by putting in other breads, and therefore you should only bake that which you need. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot Lamed Gimel. He says, v'hu medapkin apas b'duf noseim. They would attach the dough, like we said, to the side walls. But if they didn't do it that way, if they put it on the bottom or they put it on grates, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's a large oven or a small oven. It doesn't help you, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Sivkot and Lamed Dalet, but with our ovens nowadays, Hatam, he says the reason is, since you have to braid each one, you have to set up each one individually, it's extra work, and you're not really improving the breads. And therefore, v'lechein, lo shari lefos yoser, you're not allowed to bake extra breads, koshein apas nefe yoser yofer, mitzad milui hataner. You're really not allowed to do this unless it really does improve the breads. V'afilu adi akam, even via a non-Jewish person, also, you're not allowed to do this. He brings us down the name of the Maimon Mordechai. Finally, sivkot lamed hey, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you're not allowed to bake in our ovens extra, but he says some poskim disagree. V'yesh poskim shematirin af b'taner shalonu. They allow even in our ovens to go and bake additional breads, but only v'davka kishetzorich b'emes al koponim pas echad liyontiv. At least that you need one of those breads for yontiv, then you can put in extra breads. Avol meino tzorich, you don't need any bread. Aye, what are you going to do over here? You want to save your time. You're off from work, so you want to bake all your breads for the week. Okay, I'll eat a bite of one, so this way I'm eating it for yontif. That's a harama, and you're not allowed to do that. Also, it will be forbidden to do this. In the Shaar HaTzion Osman test, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this makel opinion that says you're allowed to do this even with our ovens is the opinion of the Marshal. And it says it's also the opinion of the Meiri. And the reasoning is, mitam dim einu mamal, if you don't fill up our ovens as well, os hevel haroyal ispashet, the heat that would be normally dissipating, michol ataner, im hayamali, if it was filled up, ata now, misachezis b'pashibo, it will all go and attach to the one bread that you have in there, v'nefes yosimidai, it's going to bake it too much, v'apas bolidei cheruch, and it's going to get singed, and it's not going to be tasty and good. However, Dirshu footnote number 28 brings down that nowadays, right, the Marshal and the Mishnah Berurah, they lived a long time ago. But nowadays, Dirshu footnote number 28 brings down, Bismanenu, she'ein shayach tanze, our ovens, the heat is dissipated perfectly well, you have the coils all over the place. So the Be'er Moshe, the Deber Sina, brings down, Zatzal, she'ein lohokel, la'afos behem, af bishayas hadachak. We do not allow you to bake extra breads unless you really think you need them for yontif in our ovens nowadays. Dirshu footnote number 27 reminds us, le'inyan milui basa b'kedera b'yontif rishon. If you're putting an extra meat into the pot on yontif rishon, kishematarosso levashel tzorch lel yontif sheni, you're doing it really for yontif sheni. You're not really doing it to make the meat better. Umarim lecho chatich achas b'yom tov rishon. You can eat one piece now in order that you're saying you're doing it for yontif. So there we brought down a simin tov kuf gimel that's a machlokis. Nechluku apolskim imutu adover. Can you do this harama there? Olamaisa no golem lahokel v'elim chos b'yodim. The Velt has taken the lenient opinion and you don't have to protest. Keishlam amishis b'chul. You have those that they can rely upon. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Shemutu laharim rak im hosefes habosor eno tirchon hosefes. It's only that it's really no extra work. Elakom is bashel b'tirchachas. You're putting it all in, and it's one baking, one cooking. Akisho sofa nasib b'tirchon hosefes kegon kan. But if you're doing extra work, then also laharim, then you're not allowed to do this haroma. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Ubishas etchak, under extenuating circumstances, for example, kegon mishalo hiniach eriv teshilin, person didn't make an eriv tavshilin, and tzorach lo lepas l'shabbos, and he's going to need bread for Shabbos, so what's he supposed to do? So then, you can rely upon this lenient opinion, yesh lismoch adeazu, lefos kodem achila shachris, that you should bake it early in yontif morning, Friday yontif morning, and therefore, im tzorach al koponim lepas echad, bo bayom atzvo, and you'll use one of the breads for your lunch Friday yontif meal. But if you really don't need it, you have the bread, but you're going to eat one of the rolls now, just as a haroma, so this way you can bake for Shabbos, then also, you're not allowed to do this, even though you're doing it for Shabbos. The Gemara in the Daf Yomi right now is learning in the Gemara in Shabbos how important it is to make tanugim for Shabbos, the importance of lecha mishnah for Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do an issa for that. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Va'ofim shemechavdim lasos melachtom ayde akum biyontiv." And those bakers that use non-Jewish people to go and do the work for them on yontiv, k'deish yimuchel lehem bapas take of lemotzi yontiv, and they do it now so the bread will be perfectly ready after yontiv is over. Umarim, and they eat one piece now as aharam lecho mehem pasecha b'bayom. That's not right. Osim isel kolyama. According to everybody, they are doing something wrong. With this, we conclude today's share. Again, we learned Le'ilei Nishmas, my mother, Alea Shalom, Imi Morasi, Chana Bas Meir of Ram. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah.